Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 25th of November 2015, titled Heart of God. Yesterday, we talked about the heartbeat of God. If we just meditate on yesterday's segment, what God was showing us repeatedly here and there, everywhere. Oh, lean on Jesus. How do we lean on Jesus Christ today that He is not physically here with us? We lean on His Word. Lean on me, the song, lean on me, the song says. Many songs say this actually. That means you depend on me. I'll take care of you like. Therefore, God's Word. Disciple John leaned on the chest of Jesus Christ. So we lean on Jesus today. We lean on Jesus by what? Leaning on His Word, depending on His Word. The Word of God is Jesus Christ. The Word of God is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is the Son of the Living God, the only begotten Son of the Living God, and Jesus Christ is God because the Father and He and the Holy Spirit are one. Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today we are looking at the heart of God. The heart of God. If we begin to meditate on these words of God, your life will not be the same again. In fact, if those of you who have been listening to these daily segments in the morning and meditating on the issues, on the words that are spoken, and the words of God, and then thinking of your conduct, how you want to be changed, you want to present your souls as a chaste virgin unto Christ, when you look at these things, you will be changing. You will become bold. You are not being afraid of tomorrow and the future because you know you have a husband of your soul who loves you, who loves you. Now, first of all, this heart of God. Heart of God, friends and sisters. The heart of God. Let's say we didn't know any scripture. We couldn't search any scripture yet. But let's just look at the fact. The heart of God. What do you think heart of God is? First of all, we already know by now, again and again this has been repeated to us, God is love. God is love. Now let's take a moment and examine that issue. God is love means you're looking at God, our Father, God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of the universe, the creator of all the billions of stars and planets. And He says, and He calls them, He knows them name one by one, He knows them because He named them. He calls them and they dance for Him. You're talking about this God, the God Almighty. You're not talking about any small gods that we have been used to worshipping before we know this God. We've been used to worshipping, and then we also, on the other hand, we go to human beings and pray and all that. Those who have passed away even, we call on the prayer and all that. No need, brothers and sisters. He said, come unto me and I shall give you rest. No one goes to my Father God except through me, Jesus Christ has said. This is a command, this is a law, that if you begin to break this law, because we're diverted by what people wrote or people told you, or we have been culturally brought out, or by custom we have been following, if we do all that because of custom and all that, that is not right. You are not going to get the full benefit of God. Because Jesus has clearly said, no one goes to my Father except through me. And no one can come to me except those whom my Father has allowed. So when we have come to Jesus Christ, it's because Father God has allowed. And those who are coming to me, I will not send them away. I will not send them away. I will not turn them away. He will take care of us. So we go to Jesus first of all because we have been allowed. First of all, let's be grateful for that. There are billions of people who have not been allowed, brothers and sisters, who have not been allowed. And if you say, how God does this? Okay. Look, let's not put ourselves on a high pedestal and be like equal to God. Sometimes, you know, this religious Christianity and falsely teaching people, because Jesus said, I'm not ashamed to call you brethren, or I am ashamed to call you brother. He told that to the disciples. The disciples who walked with Him 3 years, sacrificed everything, focusing on Jesus. And one day, 500 disciples at one point, you know, whereby He sent them two by two to the houses in Israel to set the captives free, cast out evil spirit, heal the sick. They all went out and they found that demons run away, people get healed. So two by two, they came back. They gathered and they were rejoicing, and He said, do not rejoice because the demons tremble. Rejoice because your names are written in the book of life in heaven. Now there are two books of life, the book of life and the Lamb's book of life. We are in the Lamb's book of life. The book of life of God is another matter. We are in the Lamb's book of life. Now, at the time then he said, only those who eat my flesh and drink my blood can enter the kingdom of heaven. Then people thinking, how can? It's like they couldn't accept his words. It was like as if it is like cannibalism. And then they all were angry. And you know, 500 of people, disciples that day left him. That single evening, I think, 500 over left him. And the remaining 12 were there. And he asked them, will you two leave me? Are you too offended? Are you too offended? Are you too offended? This is what Jesus Christ asking us today. When he gives us one word, do not kneel to idols. Do not kneel down before idols. Are you too offended? Or your customs are so important? This is what Jesus is asking. Are you too offended? Will you too leave me? Will you too leave me? When I tell you to do something, are you too offended and will you too leave me? Brothers and sisters, the word of God is pure and holy. We must hang on to the word of God because the word of God is Jesus Christ. So therefore, we do not want to offend Jesus Christ. He's the one who died for us. So whatever the word of God says, and our heart cannot take it, our mind cannot take it, our custom cannot take it, our families cannot take it, our religion cannot take it, our pastors cannot take it, our priests cannot take it, whoever can take it, not important. You please take it, because none of your husband or wife or children or father or mother can take you to heaven. Only Jesus Christ can take you to heaven. And then the religious Christianity sometimes, I'm talking about so-called born-again churches also, Jesus my friend, Jesus my brother. And then there are children, they put t-shirts on, King's Kids, because he's the King of Kings, they put King's Kids t-shirt. And you bring children up with pride, not humility at all, without grace, without grace of God, we cannot succeed. And no humility, finish. Proud means God opposes us. Even if you call yourself Christian, if you are a proud person, God will oppose you. It's automatic. It's a written law, just like gravity. You drop something, it will fall, unless another intervening force is applied. And he says, grace for the humble. Humble. So the children grow up, I'm King's kid. And then they look down on other children, and they act worse than the unbelievers. Brothers, don't do all these. Let's love with humility to know he suffered on the cross. Today, the heart of God. Therefore, when the word of God says something, just command your heart and mind to obey it in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't look at customs, religions, other booklets have been written here. Many churches have their own little booklets going on here and there to make it simple. First, it started to make it explanatory and simple. But as it went on, it became completely outside the word of God. As it went on. So put all that aside, take your Bible, look at the word of God, and then again try to take the older versions of the Bible. Because the newer versions of the Bible have been sometimes being changed to make it simple and the meanings change. Brothers and sisters, today, the heart of God, your father, the heart of God, those who continually sin, don't care, they are born of the devil already, God says, we want to do right. We want to do the right thing. We have to humble ourselves first. And in that, we know the heart of God. God is love. Can you imagine? All of God. Can you imagine this person, our Father in heaven? It's all love. Love. Can you imagine a human, he's not human, he's God. A being of light. Having a form of a Father. Oh, shining light that cannot, many suns cannot even beat that. But it won't harm our eyes when we see him. Can you imagine how miraculous? The light is brighter than many suns. But yet, it cannot harm our eyes. It is so beautiful. And you can imagine this. This Father is all light and all love. 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 That's our Father. It's all love. So the heart of God is first love. First love. It's love. Can you imagine the whole being of Father God is love? God is love. And God is truth. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. God is love. And from there, the only begotten Son came out, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, the question would have been asked is, now if the first heart, the sound, the frequency the baby in the womb is first receiving is the heartbeat of the mother's frequency, then the question would be, does it mean that all of Mother Mary's frequency was gone into Jesus Christ? Yes, he would have heard all the frequencies from Mary, because now remember, Jesus Christ was, is, and ever will be. He was not created. No one created him. He was Alpha and Omega. He was, is, and ever will be. He was millions and eons of years away even before Mary was created. Mary is a created being. This is a fact. This is a word of God. If anybody wrote simple little booklets to divert you, please don't go back to the Bible. Now, Mary is a created being, but God decided to bless her by being carrying Jesus in the womb. Now, therefore, Jesus Christ was already existing. He was not created with the sperm of one man and an egg of one woman, Mary, and became a child. No, he was already created. He was existing. So he was not created by the sperm of a man and the egg of a woman and became Jesus. No, he is God, he was God, is ever will be God. Now he only took the form of a man. For that, the Holy Spirit took Jesus Christ and made him the form of a man and attached him into the womb of Mary, so that Mary's womb can nurture him for the 9 months, so he can be born of as a man. But he was already existing. He was not created by Mary's egg. There's no Mary's egg involved. There's no sperm of a man involved. There's no sperm of Joseph, no Mary's egg. He was already existing. It was from God. It was the word of God and attached there. And the placenta is a wall, the cellular wall, one big plate, you know, of wall, of flesh. All the blood of Mary will stop there, and only the food goes into Jesus in the womb, and all the waste comes from Jesus, comes out and comes back to Mary, and there's a placenta. I've discussed this segment somewhere. So Jesus grew because he must be born of a man, otherwise he cannot. That is why blood of Mary cannot touch the blood of Jesus. Why? Blood of Mary had sin. Why? Don't listen to the writings everywhere in there. She was created. Any created person has already had the genetic of sin following. She was born of a man. Mary had a father, human father, and Mary had a human mother. And she was a lineage from Adam, coming down all the way. And she, like all of us who were born of a human being, had sin genes already. The blood already tainted with sin. And so Jesus' blood was not tainted with sin. Otherwise, he could not have given the blood sacrifice to buy us from the devil. He cannot. So what happened? So the heartbeat of Mary, yes, but Jesus, since he's from Father God, he'll be able to resist only, yes, he loves Mary. But then in the cross he said, "Woman, this is your son." He pointed to him, his head nodded towards John. And from that day, John took Mary like his mother and went. So, brothers and sisters, don't get confused all this. Any questions, please write. We will give you scripture to look at this. But now today, heart of God is all love. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." Now let me just finish the other one a little bit. So the frequency of Mary, yes, he might be pain, some pain, fear. Because I'm in anger, somebody irritating her, or fear, you know, something will happen. How will it happen? After Jesus was put in the womb, Joseph is trying to thinking that she had an extramarital affair, and then sexually immoral, and so the fear will come, the condemnation come. That frequency also will be beating in the heart of Mary, pity her, but she withstood. But the heart will be panicking. What will the people think? You know, all that, you know. And fear, confusion, all that will be there because she's human. Then, but Jesus, being Son of God, could filter that. He didn't need human frequency to keep him going and changing him. He had the frequency of God. Frequency of God. He came from God, from a world of light. Frequency of God. All love. So he can resist. We cannot. We as soon as we are in the womb, we get whacked by these frequencies. For God so loved the world. The world is the human beings, in this case the world, not the world system. That he gave his only son. that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. This is the heart of God. This is the heart of God. Not in all things, Romans 8:37 to 39, Romans 8. Not in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians 2:4-5. But God, who is rich in mercy, for a great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. You brothers and sisters, remember this. He loves us. He loves us. Today, the heart of God, I'm just focusing on God loves us. Now, brothers and sisters, whenever you hear something I'm saying that bothering your heart because of custom or religion or whatever, God says, be in the truth. Jesus Christ, the truth. Be in the truth. Search the scriptures for yourself. Don't have to listen to me. I'm only telling you from what the Bible says. Please listen, because finally we have to, each of us have to answer to Jesus Christ, including you. So please go follow the Bible, follow the scriptures. And it's hard, I know. So command your heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every heart and mind to obey the word of Jesus Christ and to know the truth of Jesus Christ and not to be... I reject every custom, everything that I've read, everything I've read from the world or some association or from some group or whatever, any booklet, anything that I've read and entered me, I crush it that is not of Christ. I crush everything that is not of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ today. I release the power of Jesus Christ, the truth. The truth, to follow the truth. Jesus Christ is Son of the living God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.